Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Don't look now, but Congress is working on major changes in the way college students borrow money for tuition, books, and other expenses. The House of Representatives has already passed the so-called Student Aid and Fiscal Responsibility Act, and they're working on a similar bill in the Senate. So what changes are coming? Well, according to SmartMoney.com, the legislation would dramatically change student loan practices, forcing most students to borrow directly from the federal government. Now, here are the top three changes if legislators get this bill passed. Number one, fewer choices. The legislation would eliminate subsidies for Stafford and PLUS loans that are serviced by private lenders. Now, that will force most students into the federal direct loan program. Analysts say many private lenders would simply stop making loans altogether. And number two, higher interest payments for the Perkins loans. The new legislation increases funding for Perkins loans and makes it easier to qualify. But it also ends subsidies on Perkins interest payments, so students will be charged interest while they're in school. And number three, deteriorating customer service. Private lenders know you can go someplace else if you don't like how you're being treated. Now, that won't be an option if the federal government has a virtual monopoly on student loans. Now, critics of the proposed legislation argue that it could lead to yet another federal bureaucracy. But an even bigger question is this. Should the federal government really be taking on more debt these days? Well, I, for one, certainly don't think so.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.